Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good snowy morning to you. Pat Bostick here with Panthers Insider. We'll be here for the next hour every Saturday, 8 to 9 a.m. on the home of the Pitt Panthers, 93.7 The Fan. Taking your calls today, 412-928-9370. Give me a ring. Let's talk some Pitt hoops, some Pitt football, whatever you'd like to talk. A lot going on this weekend, NFL wild card weekend. So some great games to watch this weekend. A long weekend with Martin Luther King Day. Should be a relaxing one and a great weekend for football. But it was a very eventful week for Pitt Athletics. We'll talk Pitt hoops. I was down in Durham with the Pitt Panthers, hosting some great folks down there and watching a great basketball game at Cameron Indoor Stadium. Obviously, the Panthers fell short, had a cold second half. We'll talk about what happened in that game. Took in Jeff Capel's radio show on Thursday night and really diagnosed the shortcomings in that game, which really amount to the rebounding and the glass, the offensive glass for the Blue Devils. Big game today at Georgia Tech. Panthers finish up a road trip here next week at Louisville. So Georgia Tech, Louisville, and then come home on Saturday against Florida State with an opportunity really to run off three wins in a row here, but easier said than done. We'll talk Pitt hoops in segment two. Segment three, going to welcome Chris Peek from Panther Lair to talk Pitt football this offseason, recruiting, not specific recruiting, but just in generalities. Talk about the new additions to this roster, particularly the WPIAL natives that have returned to Pitt and how they factor in for this 2023 Pitt football season. We're only a couple months away from spring practice. The players are in, they're lifting weights, they're training, they're in class, and 2023 will be here before we know. We'll detail that with Chris Peek later in the show around 8:40. So a lot to cover today, but I want to start. I saw a tweet yesterday from there's this account, Boomer Sooner, I guess, that ranks everything. And they rank the top 50 collegiate athletic directors. And I was stunned to see that Heather Lake was not included on that list. Now, again, let me preface this. I don't know who runs that account. I don't know what their sense of professionalism is. I don't know how much they actually know. They seem to gain some traction. I see a lot of Pitt fans retweeting them when they discuss Pitt related items or rank a player or coach in their top 50 or what have you. But for Heather Lake to not be included in that is pretty blasphemous, if you ask me. And I want to talk today, this first segment, about the job she's done since arriving in 2017. I saw a lot of Pitt fans getting around this on Twitter last night because they saw the same tweet I did. When she arrived in 2017, obviously that was, the ensuing football season was not the best one, and Pat Narduzzi was going into his third season at Pitt. Volleyball had yet to kind of emerge as a true power, but they were consistently very good and tournament qualified, but not not the number one seed, number two seed they've been these past few years. Certainly men's soccer was in the early stages of the Jay Vidovich resurgence. Women's soccer was struggling. And I want to fast forward now 5 years and talk about the Learfield Directors' Cup fall standings and Pitt finishing tied sixth. Now, that may not mean anything to you, the Learfield Directors' Cup. And what that is, just to refresh you for those of you tuned in this morning, the Learfield Directors' Cup is a measure of comprehensive excellence. It's something that Heather's talked about from day one since she arrived here, is being good at everything. And it factors in a point system for conference performance, winning your conference. It factors in an algorithm for postseason qualification, postseason advancement, individual champions, all sorts of things. I'm not going to belabor the point structure. But Pitt finished sixth in the fall standings, which is a significant jump, the highest Pitt has ever been by a long shot. And Pitt has performed well in the fall before under Heather. I mean, the last few years, Pitt has continued to rise in Director's Cup. The spring sports, obviously you get some schools with a more broad sports sponsorship or powerful baseball programs or what have you. Things tend to even out a little bit, but I want to buzz over this fall real quick. Two NCAA qualifiers in cross country. That is not a commonality, and I want to give that program a lot of credit. Brad's done a great job evaluating talent, and two NCAA qualifiers is a huge kudos to them. Two Final Four appearances in men's soccer and women's volleyball. And both those programs have been there before and are looking to crack into that championship game. And we know that the Panthers gave Louisville all they had and then some in that Final Four match. But to advance to the Final Four with two programs, it's rarefied air. Very, very uncommon. And the Panthers continue to do it, not only this year, but they've done it before. Three Sweet 16 appearances. Women's soccer probably made the most significant jump this year. And Randy Waldrum, shout out to him, just received a contract extension through 2027. Extremely well-deserved. We've talked about that before on this show. Those two coaches, Jay Vidovich, Randy Waldrum, top of the line. I mean, Mount Rushmore types in college soccer. Very fortunate to have them at the Peterson Sports Complex at Ambrose-Urbannick Field. He's leading these programs. And women's soccer has a lot coming back for 2023. So there's certainly reason to believe that will continue. And then it's obviously football. Obviously, this football program has continued to be consistent, continued to challenge for the ACC championship. Obviously, this year, there was a lot of promise going into the season. There were some early season, kind of early middle part of the year, some turmoil. Panthers sat at 4-4 in October, consecutive losses to Louisville and North Carolina. Obviously, that disappointing loss to Georgia Tech. But finished the year, rattled off five straight, and won the Sun Bowl and finished in the top 25 for the second consecutive year, winning 20 games in two seasons. Now, again, hiring coaches, Randy Waldrum, perfect example, extending and keeping Dan Fisher after multiple overtures from very, very quality, high-level programs. And I think what people don't see about what Heather has done, and I have a fortunate to have a somewhat of a front-row seat, is the culture and the level of investment in all these programs. Obviously, there's the facility investment that's happened across the board, but you know, budget analysis, making sure that, you know, these programs have what they need to compete at the highest level and to win championships. So they can be evaluated on par with where Pitt should be in the national scene. Heather's really elevated the level of Pitt athletics. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And it's not an easy job. Pitt is not an easy job. This is not a place that's had comprehensive excellence. If you go back to, some would say, the heydays. I mean, Pitt has had some storied tradition in wrestling and track and field and so forth. I don't want to diminish that. But even if you go as recently as 08 and 09, when Pitt had, you know, number one seeds in men's basketball and top 25 teams in football, if you looked across the board and go back and look at those schedules, the records in some of the other sports were not necessarily something to write home about. There were sporadic success, maybe a year or two. You know, women's basketball had a nice run. But now you're seeing a level of success across multiple programs that is not only unprecedented, but it's sustainable. And I think for my money, that just is a huge example of the job that Heather Lyk has done at Pitt. And for any ranking system to not include her near the top is bogus in my estimation. But a huge credit to all the programs that contributed to that top six finish in the Director's Cup standings for the fall. Just a great story, historic, and something that certainly Heather, the entire staff, all those student-athletes, Panther Nation should be proud of. I mean, you look at even anecdotally, going to games and think about the last 2 years and the fall in the last 2 years, multiple Final Fours, sold out Fitzgerald Fieldhouse, sold out standing room only Ambrose Urbanek Field, marquee games, championship games at Heinz Field, now Acrisure Stadium, Heisman Trophy finalists, first team unanimous All-Americans in football, draft picks. The brand of Pitt Athletics is on the rise. It's on the rise. And now, as we transition truly into winter, as I look at the white ground outside, now it's time to continue that. And I think we'd be doing an injustice if we didn't say that men's basketball has a huge opportunity here these next four games to solidify their stance and their potential to qualify for the NCAA tournament. Don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but again, I've watched this team enough, and I've been at every game almost for the last five seasons or six seasons and probably beyond that. And the level of play is certainly there. We'll talk about the Duke game next. The matchup today with Georgia Tech. We'll take your calls, 412-928-9370. Want to hear from you on everything we're talking about so far. Talk about Pitt Athletics in general. Talk about Pitt Hoops, your questions, your concerns. If you want to delve into football, talk about football. We're going to have Chris Peek on later. But I want to talk about this Pitt basketball team. Talk about this game today with Georgia Tech, 3 o'clock. Billy Hillgrove, Curtis Aiken with a call down at McCamish Pavilion in Georgia Tech in Atlanta. And we'll do that next. You're listening to Panther Insider right here on 93.7 The Fan.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.